From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. During Hurricane Katrina, thousands of people were locked in the Orleans Parish Jail complex as the storm made landfall. In the third of a series remembering that crisis, the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist visits with a mom whose son survived the storm in the jail and speaks with experts who say disaster planning could improve in jails and prisons.
Raphael Schwartz loved New Orleans, its music, its people. He was celebrating its culture at Midsummer Mardi Gras when he got arrested in late August 2005. Days later, he woke up in an Orleans jail day room as Katrina made landfall.
The water was like 5 inches. He said he had taken off his shoes and socks and they were floating away.
Schwartz died a couple years ago. Then his mom, Nancy Mayer, who talked to her son about what happened and learned more from his journals. He was pushed into a cell with several other people.
Generators had failed, leaving them without light and sealed in without air circulation. The toilets backed up, creating a terrible stench.
His mom says he thought he'd been left to die. Here she is reading from his journal.
And I really and truly know what it is like to be stuffed in a box with my own kind and left to rot.
Schwartz's story is just one of those who were left behind in the Orleans Parish prison during Katrina. Today, experts and advocates describe how natural disasters continue to threaten incarcerated people. Catherine LeMasters is an assistant professor at the University of Colorado. She worked on a study from Texas that interviewed people who were locked up during climate disasters, heat waves, and hurricanes, like Hurricane Harvey.
These disasters were forcing people into really small cells that weren't meant for the amount of people they were forced to hold without power or potable water.
The people they interviewed faced challenges, more from Texas.
People were often in the dark. They weren't given food or they were not given, you know, water that was fit for human consumption.
LeMasters says one issue here is there's no federal emergency management plan for prisons and jails, leaving it up to states and local governments. And state plans for climate disasters can be lacking, too.
So it's really important, I think, that those are in place and are very clear and are made public so that loved ones know what's happening to people inside.
She says people who are locked up can't choose to evacuate. So what's happening on the outside is important.
If the recommendation is for the community to leave, then the recommendation should also be for incarcerated individuals to leave because they're also human and part of the community.
Back in Louisiana, corrections officials and sheriffs say they work to brace for storms. But advocates haven't always seen perfect results. Colin Reingold used to work at the Promise of Justice Initiative. Their group fielded reports of problems from jails and evacuations after Hurricane Ida.
It's always going to be a challenge in a state that's so addicted to incarceration and where every facility is almost always full.
They were hearing from people who couldn't find their family members or of heat and water problems. The Department of Public Safety and Corrections disputed some of those reports at the time. And it isn't just a question of jails standing up to storms, as in New Orleans during Katrina.
The jail there was strong and survived, but just because it's strong doesn't mean it's not going to fill up with water.
Rev was 6'4" and he was wading in water up to his neck.
That's Nancy Mayer, the mom whose son was in the Orleans jail complex. What happened to her son affected his life. She believes he had post-traumatic stress, although he was never diagnosed. After she read his journal, she had nightmares about what happened to him.
My heart was beating and there were tears on my face and I thought, I can't believe that happened to my son.
But she said he didn't want people to forget. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kat Stromquist.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.